Hi, I'm Richard Leathers, Global Quality Lead here at Camden BRI.
Hi, I'm Caroline Goodburn, and I'm a Safety and Quality Specialist here at Camden BRI.
Caroline, what we're here today to talk about and to go through is the update that happened at the end of 2020 with Codex General Principles of Food Hygiene, and in particular the update was on Principle 6, Validation, Verification and Review. Can you talk us through what some of the updates were?
Yeah, I mean, in that version of Codex, there were a lot of updates, but probably the most significant update in there was around principle number 6, which includes the validation of the HACCP plan and then establishing procedures for verification and review. So yes, I think that's really where the biggest change absolutely was.
Okay, so obviously we know that there's an update to Codex, but why do sites and manufacturers need to do this?
I think in its very, very simplest terms, it's there so that businesses can demonstrate that they are capable of producing safe food. So validation is something that needs to be done before that HACCP plan is implemented to demonstrate that if applied as intended, that they will be producing safe food.
Okay, good. And obviously this is new. How can companies go about it?
Well, I think really they need to recognise that it is quite a large undertaking. It is a comprehensive piece of work. And validating the HACCP plan is where we're considering all of the elements of the preparatory steps and the HACCP principles coming together, and coming together that they are capable of delivering that thing that we want to do, which is all about producing safe food. So it is quite a large piece of work, as I said. So it's about thinking and going right the way back to sort of, you know, the HACCP team, the capability and the knowledge of that HACCP team, that team of people, are they able to identify all of the hazards that are associated with that product and process?
So in terms of the HACCP team, people are used to sort of listing who the HACCP team is, maybe their qualifications, but it's actually what they bring to the party and the depth of knowledge and how they contribute.
Absolutely, I'd say it really is more around that. That's just one starting point, and we've got to take that thought all the way through the preparatory steps, and say, you know, if this is applied as intended,
flow diagrams, intended, yeah, use, all of those,
all
things.
Of those things, absolutely, yeah.
And that's before we even get to the seven principles.
Absolutely. But I think, you know, we have to understand that the linkage between the preparatory steps and the principles, you know, you can't look at them in isolation, and that's why we look at all of those elements coming together to deliver safe food.
So while we're talking about the how to do it, can sites use their knowledge from the validation of critical limits around control measures, potentially at CCPs, such as a thermal kill step?
I think the similar sort of thought processes, but I think the validation of control measures and the validation of the plan are two very, very different activities, and potentially would be carried out by two different teams of people. And I think it is you know, a real sort of point of difference to what we in industry have used to be doing, because, you know, it is about looking at the elements rather than the control measure itself. So it is very, very different.
So it's the capability, you know, what I was driving at is the worst case scenario of putting all the data logs in the various places, the thickest product, the thinnest product, the highest flow rate, the slowest flow rate. So using those principles with the team, the flow diagram, the other principles, evaluating every hazard, severity and likelihood, those types of things.
Yeah, so, you know, it's thinking about the fact that taking monitoring, for example, so, you know, the frequency of monitoring, you know, is it sufficient in its frequency so that, you know, if I do have a CCP deviation, that product actually hasn't left site, I have still got control of that product. Have I got accountabilities and responsibilities defined and communicated? Is the monitoring itself feasible, or am I asking somebody to do something that is not possible?
And the ultimate would be if someone that's not in that company or that hasn't prepared the HACCP plan can pick up that HACCP plan or give it to somebody else and say, right, I can understand it because it's so nicely laid out and so technically correct, that it's understandable and readable because of its capability.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's going to be the piece of work that you're going to want to communicate maybe to your competent authority that says, if this plan is applied as intended, I will be producing safe food, and these are the reasons because. So it has to be written with
that intent. So it's a
good thing. So it's a relatively good thing, yes, yeah. I'd say.
So what are some of the challenges? And I know we both tutor the lead audit course and also we do the advanced HACCP. And people sometimes get confused with the terminology of validation, verification and review. They're very different, aren't they?
Yeah, they are very, very different activities. And you're quite right, Richard, that people do get confused with the validation and verification and review. And you know, I think at all levels, people sort of get confused with that. So I've put this slide together here. So hopefully this sort of really sort of helps drill down what those definitions are. So looking at validation is about, will it work? Is the control measure capable of producing safe food? Is what I have here scientifically and technically correct? And what I'm wanting to do, is it realistic? So it's all about the future. It's about what I want to do and is it capable? Whereas verification is about, is it working or has it worked? So what I have in place, is it or has it worked? So the question I suppose we ask here is or has the implemented control measure been producing safe food? And I suppose in the very simplest terms, we're thinking about, am I doing what I say I should be doing? And I'm really looking for conformance or compliance. Whereas review, whilst it's very, very sort of similar, and people are sort of really sort of asking the question how that really differs from validation, review is about, is the plan that we've got in place today effective? And has there been any changes? And if I have made changes, have they been correctly implemented? Yeah. And considering that the system I've got that's working for me, is it still effective? So I think we can sort of see there that there are three very, very different activities.
So that's really useful. So in summary, and something that I always say is validation happens before, mm-hmm. and it's the capability, mm-hmm. and if you were to replace it with a symbol, it's a big red question mark. Verification happens afterwards, it's a check.
Yep.
And if you replace it with a symbol, it's a big green tick, mm-hmm. and a review is something else altogether.
Completely, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So what might be some of the triggers for validation or revalidation then?
Well, many people are sort of saying to me, well, Caroline, you're talking about validating a plan before it's implemented and putting it in place, but we've got an existing plan. Well, I think we know in the world of food that nothing ever really sort of stands still. Mm-hmm. So there are a number of triggers that maybe historically we might have used for review that we might actually want to sit and consider for validation, such as you know, if we've got a process or a system failure, for example, a new product, new equipment, or indeed a new or emerging hazard that's sort of sitting on the horizon.
Okay, and obviously we know that it's come out with Codex 2020. We know that it's now in the commercial standards, such as BRCGS, mm-hmm. As a new requirement. And we're saying it's not covered by the typical annual HACCP review. Mm-hmm. You know, that typically sort of, you get all of the HACCP team in together for a couple of hours and you know, a couple of packets of biscuits and various coffees. This is something that's quite different, isn't it?
I think very much so. And you know, you say a couple of hours, it is a comprehensive undertaking, and it is very, very detailed. That aside, once you've actually got the framework there, and validation is an ongoing activity like verification, absolutely, you know, you have the framework there to sort of introduce the changes and go forward with it. But I think it is about knowing that point of where to start.
Yeah, and just to sort of give an example of how tricky it can potentially be or how time consuming, I went out to Saudi Arabia last year, and we were helping a company just with principle five, so correction, corrective action, root cause analysis, and the output for them, you know, we had a week with them, and very bright, very intelligent people, was to present as though I was the competent authority or the certification standard, or the auditor, the validation of principle five. and there were huge gaps. And once we pointed them out, they understood that. And it is a big piece of work, isn't it?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, because it's something completely new that maybe people actually haven't tackled before. And I think it is knowing where to start, and understanding what the expectation is. And I think that's certainly something that we can help people with, in terms of helping people draw those questions together to ask. Or indeed, you know, if people want to go away and have a stab at it, we can come back and review that with them and sort of point them in the direction of where to go and what could be missing.
So I think maybe a piece of advice and guidance is start with one element.
Yeah.
Get the system, get the formula, get those questions set. We can maybe review it here at Camden, and give companies a bit of guidance on some of the things that they have documented, some of the things that they haven't documented, and then they can take that formula forward.
Absolutely. So, I mean, if you understand the questions that are going to work in one area, I think, you know, it can very much be carried forward into the other elements of the HACCP plan, for sure. But it's about asking all of the right questions that are
it's,
right.
It's
for
the
that
how, the why, life. and the what's going to work, and how it's produces safe food. Isn't it?
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you, Richard.